Does everyone have a bulletin? Would you take out your bulletin? Well, I'll just use this here for a second. Hallelujah. Behave yourselves back there, okay? Okay, I understand. It's always the one that's pointing the fingers, you know. Hallelujah. Isn't it good to be in the house of God? And isn't it good to have a cheerful heart? Amen. Hey, this isn't supposed to be some sad place. This is a place of joy. Amen. Hallelujah. Last week, I spoke to you about what did I speak to you about last week? Hallelujah. We spoke about God. We spoke about the door of faith, right? We talked about the open door of faith. And we talked about having open ears to receive, an open heart to believe, and an open mind to conceive. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word of God, our ears to receive, our hearts to believe, and our minds to conceive. So when we conceive the word, we're no longer conformed to this world, but we're being transformed by the renewing of our mind. Okay? So we want to understand. God wants you to understand. He makes things simple for you and I that we can have understanding. He didn't complicate his word. Man sends to complicate something that God has made simple. So we talked about the open door to heaven. I want you to open your bulletin. And in March, for the body of Greatest Freedom Ministries, there's a declaration that we're making. It's up on the right-hand side of inside of your bulletin. It says in March 2015. I encourage you every day to make this declaration. This is a declaration. We're coming in unity together as a body. Declare for yourself and your family, I know that my obedience opens doors, and I will determine to walk through every open door the Lord sets before me. God's open doors lead to blessings and favor. As I am obedient, doors will continue to open, and I will continue to walk in all of His provisions. Amen. We're getting this in our mind. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We're prophesying. We're speaking this word together. We're coming in the unity of faith. We're believing God for great and mighty things. You know, if you weren't here this morning, we talked about mansion expansion. God's getting ready to expand the kingdom. He's getting ready to expand this ministry. There's many souls that are coming to Jesus. Amen. This place is going to be filled faster than you know. Amen. So we're just being prepared and getting set up. He doesn't set us up. He just prepares us to be ready. Amen? So today, we talked about faith opens doors. So today, I want to speak to you out of James chapter 1. So in your Bibles, go to James chapter 1. It's kind of interesting. On the front of your bulletin, it says, Jesus is the key to heaven, but faith unlocks the door. Wait 1 second. You know a song. Okay, go ahead.
Prayer is the key to heaven, but faith unlocks the door. Words are so easily spoken, but prayer without faith is like a ship without an oar. So have faith when you speak to the master. That's all he asks you for. Prayer is the key to heaven, but faith unlocks the door.
Amen. Amen. Faith opens the door. Now, here's where I want to go today. Faith opens the door, but patience keeps the door open. Faith opens the door. Now listen to me. Don't get this wrong. God doesn't shut the door. Through faith, he's opened the door. The veil's been torn from top to bottom. We have the right to go right into the very presence of God. Faith opens that door. Our patience keeps it open. It's when we grow weary and we wander versus keeping our eye on the prize. Amen? He is the author and the finisher. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He never starts something that he doesn't complete. So what I want to talk to you this morning about is patience keeps the door open. So look with me in James chapter 1. James, the brother of Jesus, says in verse 1, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. This word temptations comes from the Greek word parasimus, and it means trials in this contest. It's an outward trial, an outward test. And then in James chapter 1, 12, it talks about inward temptations when we give into lust, sort of. So there's an outward test and there's inward test. But my brother, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and abradeth not, and it shall be given to him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. We want to focus your attention today for the word on verses 3 and 4. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. The title of this morning's message is An Open Door Policy. An open door policy. We're going to look at the proof, the patience, and the perfection. So let us ask God to bless the word. Can we lift the word together in the congregation and make a declaration? Say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Speak to me, Lord. For I am listening in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word, and we're so grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in this house today. As the prophet Isaiah said, your word will never return unto you void. It'll accomplish what you sent it to do. So, Father, I pray as the word goes forth today that it brings edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer that's gathered. Father, if there's any here that do not know you, may this be the day of their salvation. For those that have drifted away, may this be the day of the return. And for the entire body of Christ, may we be lifted up. May we be encouraged. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Faith opens the door, but patience keeps the door open. For number three, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Amen? Knowing that our faith is going to be tested. Amen? That we're going to go through times of test and trial. Jesus said, in this world you shall face tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So we're entering into the finished work of Christ Jesus, but as children of God, of children of faith, if I was to stand up here and tell you that you're not going to go through something, I would be a liar and there would be no truth in me. We're going to face adversity in this world. There's a prince of darkness that wants to destroy you, that wants to steal, kill, and destroy everything that God has in store for you. And he's always with, there's always a battle. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. Amen. We can overcome him. Amen. So first thing he wants to do is, and we're going to look at the proof, the trying, the testing. So look with me in Romans chapter 5. Some are familiar with this text, some aren't. The Word of God says in Romans 5, verse number 1, he says, therefore, being justified by faith, faith opens the door, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we also have access by faith into this grace, an open door policy, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. In other words, we're going to go through some times of testing. We're going to go through times of trial. We talked about this morning about mansion expansion. Jesus said, in this world, you shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. I already said that, didn't I? Repeat. Evidently, we need to say it again. But he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. So we were talking about expansion. We're talking about open the door. The door of faith is open. We have an open door to heaven. I think Jackie found a beautiful picture there. The door is open. You see, there's no locks. It's open. It's open by our trust in Jesus Christ alone for our salvation. So by faith, this door became open. But God, Jesus said, hey, you're going to go through some things in this world. You're going to go through times of trial and test. But be of good cheer. He says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. He says, all we have to do is trust and believe in him. The Apostle Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 7. He said that the trial of your faith being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. That the trial of your faith being more precious than gold. Now, when gold is proved, when gold is tried, it's tried with fire. What the fire does is it burns off impurities. The gold never loses its weight, or its value. God says, when we trust in him, even though we go through trials and tests, we do not lose our weight and our value. Our value is the same. So just because you're going through something, the first thing that the devil wants to say is, well, God doesn't love you, because if he loved you, he wouldn't let you go through this. God says, I love you so much that I will never let you go through anything alone. I am always there. I'm your very present help in the time of need. Amen? He said, hey, hold on to what I told you. All my promises are yes. And amen. I'll do everything that I said I would do. So when the Apostle Peter was saying, hey, the trial of our faith is like we're going to be tried with fire. But God's purifying some things. He is allowing some things to be removed in your life. I don't know. I never learned on the mountaintop. I learned in my valleys. Amen. Amen. So he says in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, he says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice inasmuch as you were partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, we may be glad also with exceeding joy. Amen. 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 Hey, I don't know about you, but when I was in school, I never liked taking a test. But I always loved when the test was over. And when I was taking the test, sometimes when I'm going through something, the teacher doesn't give me too many answers during the test until the test is over. Amen? If I'm taking a test, I want to raise my hand if I was taking a test and asking, hey, can you tell me what this is? Sometimes as I'm waiting on the Lord, he's doing something in my life. Amen? You know, I think that one of the things is, as we go through the fire, just like the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we don't hang out there. You know, I want to be a quick student. Teach me quickly. I want to learn quickly. Now, is God bringing this on me? No, the adversary is bringing it on me. But God is saying, hey, trust me through it. Amen? So if you think that God's making you sick to teach you something, that's a lie of Satan. God doesn't give someone sin to test them a lesson. Sickness is sin. Death is sin. What, are you going to teach me something by killing me? No, he ain't. God is not that. The adversary is like that. God loves you. God loves you so much. He's in love with you. Amen? He's in love with you. No one loves you any more than God does. We can't even hardly comprehend his love. Amen? It's unadulterated. It's pure. But he says, hey, we're going to be proved. We're going to be tested. We're going to be tried. That's why the Apostle Paul said to his student Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 5, he said, but watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Because not only are you going to be tested, the ministry is going to be tested. But he says, do the work of what? An evangelist, sharing the good news of the gospel. In other words, when we're thinking of others and we're not thinking ourselves, all of a sudden, thinking about ourselves, all of a sudden, our trials, we won't be self-centered on us because our focus will be on others. What does the Bible say? Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, and soul, and love thy neighbor as thyself. In other words, when I'm giving to someone else and I'm putting someone else in front of me, I'm not so self-centered on myself and my thinking and so forth. And all of a sudden, as I'm ministering to someone else, all of a sudden, give and it shall be given back to you. All of a sudden, there's a blessing that's coming my way. Amen? What does the adversary want to do to the body of Christ? He wants you and I to keep focused on what's going on in our lives so we can never be a minister to someone else. Amen? Amen? And in other words, God said that who he's called, he's anointed. You're anointed. You're appointed. You got the favor of God in your life. You know, all things are working together for your good if you love God and you're called according to his purpose. Amen? So we're growing. We're maturing in the things of God. He says, hey, you know, we're going to be proved. We're going to be tested. Amen? But I like that old song that says, the anchor holds. How about that song?
The anchor holds for the ship is battered. The anchor holds.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, that anchor holds. Hallelujah. No, we're good. We're good. We're past there now. All right? Hallelujah. Praise God. That's okay. Now, we're all right. We are the anchor holds. Hallelujah. Praise God. What's God is saying to you? What is God saying to you is we got to allow the anchor of his word and the anchor of God to hold during the storm. That you're going to go through times of testing. Many of you are going through the valleys of affliction right now and the storms in your life. God sees everything. He's got me here speaking to you. He's here speaking to me. He wants you and I to understand that faith opens the door and patience will keep the door open. That we're going to be tested. We're going to be proved. And he says, secondly, I'm going to look at the patience. The patience. You know, the patience is this. It comes from the Greek word hupomone, and it's spelled hypermone, hypermone, but it's pronounced hupomone, and it means to endure, to continue. Amen? That we're to endure and continue in light of it, in the midst of the test. James says in James 1, in our text today, in verse 4, he said, but let patience have her perfect work. Let patience have her perfect work. Amen? In other words, let endurance, let's endurance have her perfect work. Turn with me to Psalms 37. Verse number 1. The apostle says, David, the psalmist David says, he says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. I know the waiting room isn't the fun place. But we just sang the song, they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They shall mount up. In other words, as we're waiting upon him, as we're patiently waiting upon him, as we're enduring, as we're believing him, continually believing what he said. Amen? That as we're walking through the valley. Matter of fact, James, the brother of Jesus, explains it a little more in James chapter 5, verse number 7. He said, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman or the farmer, he waited for the precious fruit of the earth and have long patience for it until he received the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth near. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. You know, it's just like that farmer. You have the spring rain and you have the latter rain, the harvest rain. As he puts his seed in the ground, he has long patience waiting for the harvest to come. There's a latter rain. And as the harvest comes, then he takes in his crop. When you sow seeds of prayer and desire to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, you've sowed seed. You watered it in tears. You've been praying and seeking God. All of a sudden, he is going to bring you a harvest because he says, he who has begun a good work is faithful to bring it to completion. God doesn't, he says, be not mocked. God is not mocked. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, shall we reap. As we're sowing seeds of prayer and desire into the kingdom of God, I believe that we have a harvest. He gives us a picture. How many have seen a picture of something you haven't received yet? Did not God send an angel to Abraham and Sarah and give them a picture of what was coming? Amen. Did he not give them a picture? So, in other words, without vision, the people perish. Hold on to what God has said. Hold on to what he said. Faith opens the door and our patience keeps the door open. God's timing is perfect. God's timing is perfect. I know one thing, he is never late. He is never late. Not like the old fortune cookie thing I got yesterday on my text from a couple ladies in the church. He said, or she said, they said, those that are late are sometimes happier than those that are waiting for them, or something like that. It was an inside joke because I'm a time guy. I'm very aware of time. I did get a chuckle. Amen. Amen. So in other words, what is God saying to us? He says, hey, faith's going to open the door. Our patience, our endurance. Don't give up. Don't grow weary in well-doing in due season. You'll reap if you don't faint. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm expecting a mighty harvest. Amen. I know when things are going to start happening. The Lord's already showed me. As we start sharing the gospel, and as we start leading people to Jesus, and as these things start happening, signs and wonders and miracles are going to take a place all around us. This baptismal, we're going to have to baptize people every week. Hallelujah. He's calling in a harvest of souls. He's expanding the borders. He wants us to get ready. Our faith has opened the door. And he says our patience will keep that door open. Amen. That he's going to do everything that he said he would do. Praise God. I don't know about you, but it gets me excited. You say, Pastor gets excited over everything. Amen. He said, let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect, entire, wanting nothing. And this is the perfection. The perfection. Turn with me to Colossians chapter 1. Verse number 27. The word of God says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that you may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Perfect, perfection. This comes from the Greek word teleos. It's spelled T-E-L-E-I-O-S. Teleos. And teleos means complete. So if I read it in that context in the Greek, it says, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man complete in Christ Jesus. Amen. You get a hold of that. You get a hold of that, you could go wherever you want to go in this world, taking things for the kingdom of God. So look with me as I look at that light, being complete in him. Look with me to Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews 6. The writer of Hebrews says this. Here's the thought. If I'm being perfected, if I'm going towards completion, I'm going from glory to glory, that means I have to grow up. When I grew up, I started eating meat. I wasn't drinking milk anymore. In other words, it's time for men and women to grow up to become the ministers that God's called them to be. We're to raise you up so you can raise others up. That's how the spiritual multiplication takes place. That's how kingdom expansion takes place. That's how kingdom expansion takes place. You know, the Word of God says in Hebrews 6:1, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptisms, of laying on the hands, of resurrection of the dead, of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permit. For it is impossible for those who have once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to open shame. In other words, the writer of Hebrews is saying, hey, grow up, grow up. We're being completed. We're being grown. We're no longer children. Somewhere along the line, we've got to grow up, and we put away childish things. You all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
Here you go. Open. Stick out your tongue. Let that melt in your mouth. Shut your mouth now. That will soothe their throat. Hallelujah. Give you good breath too. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, so we're being grown up. Why are we here? Why? If faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When I hear it, I have an open heart, open ears to receive, open heart to believe, open mind to conceive. Then we can go and achieve what God has called us to do. Amen. So as we're growing, he says, hey, he's not saying that these things aren't important. They're the foundation. They're the beginning. But somewhere along the line, we got to learn to stop crawling and begin to walk. Now, how many of you have a parent is going to leave your children crawling? Are you not going to teach them to walk? What do? You teach them to talk. What do? You continue to teach them to learn. And it's the same thing. It's the same thing as in the spiritual principle in the kingdom of God. When somebody comes to the Lord, they're a baby. We don't leave them there. We help mature them. We feed them. We help nurture them. We help them grow to be men and women, grown men and women, so that they can, in two, raise their children. Just like me and my wife, we raised our children. Now our children have children. One day their children will have children. And the multiplication in the kingdom of God is the same way. The problem is nobody's thinking about anybody else. The problem is everybody's stuck on themselves. What about me, Lord? What about me, Lord? What about me, Lord? It's about me, Lord. It's about me, Lord. No, come on. How many people did you lead to Jesus this week? Come on, I'm not kidding. I'm being serious. How many people did you share the gospel with this week? We are God's mouthpiece in this world. And if we're not talking, if we're not expanding the kingdom of God, we could sit here and talk to each other about Jesus all day long. And we can encourage one another in Jesus. But unless we have our heart for a lost and dying world, we've missed the whole message of Christ. We missed the whole reason that we gathered here. God wants to expand this kingdom of God. These borders can't hold the kingdom of God. God's greater than anything that's going on in this world. Amen. He knows he's called you because he knows what you can do for him. Amen. Amen. You're gifted. You're talented. You're able. And everybody's got different personalities. God doesn't want you just to go around acting like me. Amen. Praise God. But Jesus said this. Jesus said, follow me and I'll make you become fishers of men. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He said, follow me and I'll make you to become. I'll teach you to become fishers. I'm leading by example so that you can take it and run with it. Amen. And I'm not saying that there's anything special with me, but that's who God's called for this place and this time and this ministry. I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to build you up. Right? Right?
God loves you. God is saying to everyone in the house, he says, I have a plan for this world, and my plan includes you. Amen. He says, I'm not going to go around you, but I got some great things to do through you. Amen. Amen. And as we're going through stuff, that faith, when we gave our hearts to Jesus, that door was open, wide open. That wide. We have the right to walk in the very presence of God. Amen. 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 That we're not only proved, we're going to go through some tests. Amen. We're to endure through the tests so that we can be complete. Amen. Hey, I don't know about you, but that's pretty good to me. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 8, the Word of God says this. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil is a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who have called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, complete, establish you, strengthen you, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. 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 He's going to make you perfect. He's going to complete you. He's going to establish you. In other words, I'm going to set my ground. I'm going to stand ground. I'm going to be strengthened. Amen. And I'm going to be settled. You know, my mind is settled. As for me and my house, I'm serving the Lord. No matter what comes my way, I've made my mind settled. I've made a settlement. I've made my mind up. I made my mind up. My mind is made up no matter what comes my way. I'm not saying, Lord, you make everything good and I'm going to serve you. I'm saying, Lord, I'm going to serve you no matter what. Because you love me and I love you. Amen?
Amen.
So in closing today, in Luke chapter 8, verse number 15, Jesus again, we're speaking about the faith opens the door. Patience keeps the door open. Luke chapter 8, verse number 15 says, but that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. No man, when he have lighted a candle, covereth it with a vessel, or putteth under a bed, but setteth on a candlestick, that they which enter may see the light. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be made known and come abroad. Take heed, therefore, how you hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. What the Lord is saying in closing today is, faith opens the door, opens their ears to receive, opens their heart to believe, and opens their mind to conceive. Our patience keeps that door open, our endurance, knowing that we're going to be tested, that we shall endure, because through the test we're being completed. Jesus said in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. God is truly knocking on our door. Will we just open the door and let him have his way? Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful that you sent your word here today to accomplish what you sent it to do. Father, in the closing moments of the service today,